time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW weather calling for mostly sunny skies, a high near 89, mostly clear tonight, a low around 71. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. State Representative Darren Bailey told Fairfield Rotarians Thursday the federal investigation into House Speaker Mike Madigan is the tipping point when it comes to corruption in Illinois state government.
It's interesting that as we continue to call for the General Assembly to come back to session so we can deal with this now, it's interesting that they will not, Madigan and company will not convene into session. So it is, and I think it's awesome because it's a shame for the state, but it's good that the people of Illinois have a reason now to stand up and say, you know what, we've had enough. It's time for change, and I can attest that all across the state, even downtown Chicago, I am hearing from many friends looking for something better. So yeah, I think we've got brighter days. It is the tipping point.
Bailey says ethics reform is desperately needed in Illinois and even pointed to an ongoing investigation of Governor J.B. Pritzker.
We can't forget that he broke the law. He did something illegally and didn't pay his taxes and then was called on it. And then, well, I'm sorry, I'll pay the taxes. No, he violated the law.
Bailey represents the 109th House District, which serves the listening area and is unopposed in the race for Illinois Senator. The Rotary program was chaired by Chris Connard. More news after this break.
Jay Wilderman Autoplex and Mount Carmel's summertime super celebration is all happening this month. Our biggest sale of the year on all new and pre-owned vehicles. Every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram has been super sale priced. Up to $11,001 off Rams and F-150s, and up to $7,001 off Renegades. Over 200 pre-owned bargains available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. We are saving you every dollar we can at JayWildermanAutoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. We appreciate your business.
The Illinois Department of Public Health Friday announced 1,532 new cases of coronavirus in Illinois, including 19 additional deaths. The deaths coming from Cook, DuPage, and Winnebago counties. The IDPH is reporting a total of 168,457 cases, including 7,385 deaths in all 102 Illinois counties. New cases Friday included 9 new cases in Jefferson County, in White County, 5 new cases reported by the Egyptian Health Department, in Saline County, 8 new cases reported, and in Gallatin County, 6 new cases reported. To date, Saline County has had a total of 73 confirmed cases. White County has had 41 and Gallatin County 34. Jefferson County has now had 22 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Statewide, within the past 24 hours, laboratories have reported 44,330 specimens for a total of 2,432,523. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity for cases as a percent of total tests from July 17th through 23rd is 3.4%. As of Thursday night, 1,471 people in Illinois were reported to be in the hospital with COVID-19. Of those, 325 patients were in the ICU and 115 patients with COVID-19 were on ventilators. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White announced Friday that out of an abundance of caution, the Fairfield Driver Services facility on Market Street has been closed until August 5th, and the McLeansboro Driver Services facility on Randolph Street has been closed until August 6th as a precaution because of an employee who tested positive for COVID-19. The Illinois Department of Public Health has been consulted and confirmed that the public is not directly impacted by the situation. The employees who work at the facilities are being quarantined for 14 days, and the facilities are scheduled to be cleaned and sanitized according to CDC guidelines. As a reminder, Secretary of State Jesse White has extended all expiration dates to November 1st for driver's licenses and ID cards and license plate stickers, so customers do not need to rush into driver services facilities. White encourages people to conduct business online at cyberdriveillinois.com. And for customers who decide to visit a facility, White says masks are required and people are advised to come prepared to wait outside in various weather conditions. Due to social distancing, the number of people allowed inside a facility at one time is limited. White says drivers can also visit the nearest facilities, including the facility in Mount Vernon at 320 East Main and in Harrisburg at 350 Seawright Street and in Salem at 1375 West Whitaker. A Jeff man was hurt Friday morning in an accident in White County. Illinois State Police at the District 19 post say the accident occurred at 9:38 Friday morning on Illinois Route 141 at Noel Road. 26-year-old Remington C. Harrison of Jeff was driving a 1998 Mack truck westbound on Illinois Route 141 at Noel Road. Police said for unknown reasons, Harrison lost control of his truck and left the roadway to the right. The vehicle struck a pole and overturned. Harrison was airlifted to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Albion Police Department and Edwards County Sheriff's Department were investigating a stolen late-model Cadillac on Thursday from South 8th Street in Albion when a report came in of a car found abandoned near the Little Wabash River west of West Salem. The car had become stuck in a ditch and was then burned. The car reportedly had the key in the ignition. If you observed any suspicious activity on 8th Street early Thursday, you're asked to contact the Albion Police Department. Wayne City Community Unit School District 100, Superintendent Myron Cottle has announced reopening plans for the district this coming fall. He says the complete reopening plan can be viewed on their Facebook pages and will be available next week on the school's website. The current reopening plans call for in-person instruction to be conducted from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for all students Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. There will be no in-person student attendance on Wednesdays. Wednesday will be a day teachers can address their remote learning for all students, as well as a day of additional cleaning at the school. Families will be given the option to choose remote learning. If you're choosing remote learning, you need to call the school by August 6th. Once remote learning is chosen, that option will remain in place until the end of the first 9 weeks, at which time a change can be made. Anyone inside the building must wear a mask at all times unless eating, drinking, or playing a musical instrument in band. Families will be allowed to self-certify their children for COVID-19 symptoms before arriving at school, but they will be doing temperature checks on everyone before they enter. The doors to the school will unlock at 7:45 each morning. Students will go directly to their first hour classroom upon arrival. Students eating school breakfast will have a grab-and-go breakfast delivered to the classroom. All students and employees will be provided one reusable mask. Students in grades 3 through 12 will be issued a Chromebook. If you have no internet, you need to contact the school for connectivity assistance. First day of school for students is set for August 13th. School will dismiss at 2 p.m. daily. Students who choose remote learning will not be allowed to participate in extracurricular activities. And Superintendent Cottle says part or all of the plan is subject to change. A blood drive this past Wednesday at the Community of Christ Church in Fairfield netted 81 blood units, right on target of the projected goal of 81 units, according to blood drive coordinator Diane Vaughn. Winners of $25 Simply Enough gift cards were Crystal Baker and Nicole Schoenborn of Fairfield. Two donors earned special recognition for their donations, including Teresa Courtright with donating 11 gallons, and Scott Merkel with 9 gallons. The next local blood drive at the Community of Christ Church is set for September 23rd. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield, as of this morning at 22.38 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. At Clay City, the river's at 20.23 feet above its 18-foot flood stage. At Carmi, the river's at 16.65 feet. Flood stage at Carmi is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 6.91 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 9.56 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Latest forecast indicating a chance of showers and storms on Sunday and again early next week. The Illinois Department of Public Health is issuing a warning about four COVID-19 hotspots in Illinois. The areas are LaSalle, Randolph, Peoria, and Adams counties. Officials say outbreaks are associated with risky behavior such as large social events, crowded bars, youth sports, and not wearing a mask. It's something Governor J.B. Pritzker has been talking about all week.
Some bar owners, for example, go beyond the capacity limits that we've allowed. And that is when you really run into trouble, because it's already difficult enough in bars. People are not masked, you're drinking, and people tend to be yelling or shouting or speaking louder than they normally do because there's music.
The warning can be triggered by several factors, including an increase in cases or deaths, hospitalizations, and ER visits and clusters of cases. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 68-year-old Flora resident Janice K. Cook died Friday, July 17th. Janice Cook is survived by parents Russell and Mickey of Reinhard, a brother Steve of Carmi, three nieces and several great-nieces and great-nephews. Services for Janice Cook will be at 10 a.m. Monday at Bunker Cemetery. Memorials are suggested to the cemetery or the Xenia United Methodist Church, and they will be accepted at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, which is assisting the family. 81-year-old Gary Morris died Wednesday. He owned Mideast Supply for 50 years. Gary Morris is survived by his wife Shirley, daughters Stacy Morris of Fairfield and Alicia Morris of Ohio, three grandchildren, and a sister Gail Pippin of Mount Carmel. Services for Gary Morris will be held at 1 p.m. Monday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until service time with cremation to follow. Memorials may be made to the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 58-year-old Glen Carbon resident Laura Garner died last Friday, July 17th. Laura Garner survived by two daughters, mother Dorothy Weber of Wayne City, siblings David Weber of Wayne City, Dale Weber of El Paso, Alan Patterson of South Carolina, Stephen Weber of Wayne City, and Christine Wendland of Blueford, and several nieces and nephews. A celebration of life service for Laura Garner will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to the Mercy Health Foundation. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours, and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
In the past, Wabash Communications Co-op required a phone line in order to get our internet service, but no more. We now offer internet-only plans featuring fast and reliable connections at a great value. Wabash offers speeds up to 1 gig. That's not the only good news. Our internet-only plans also come with free installation and the support of our local technicians and customer service. To get internet-only, you only have to call 618-665-3311. Service speeds and availability will depend on the location. Contact us for details.
Here's a look at the weather forecast for the rest of the day today. Mostly sunny, calling for a high right about, saying 89, but I think we'll see some areas get to the low 90s. Tonight, fair skies, a low of 71. Sunday, a slight chance of showers and storms, otherwise mostly sunny, high of 91. Looking ahead to Monday, this is when the rain chances come into play here. A 70% chance of showers and storms, and anyway, a slight chance for Sunday, but definitely a good chance of rain for Monday for sure. Partly sunny, high of 89. Tuesday, that's when the cooler temperatures arrive here. Looking at a 30% chance of showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 84. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 85. And then for Thursday, a chance of showers and storms. Otherwise, partly sunny, high of 83. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 89, our low this morning was 68, and currently in Fairfield, underneath sunny skies, it is 71 out here on the hill. And Darren, I want to go ahead and mention this here.